Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All other ground is
sinking. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I welcome you, my dear listener, to Moment of Truth. This is a program where we hear the undiluted word of God. The word of God is the power of God that brings salvation, deliverance, and restoration. It is therefore my prayer that God will use his word to transform your life in Jesus' name. My name is Brother Chris. Some time ago, God gave us a message titled The Little Foxes. It was a special message that was directed mainly to those of us who are born again and hope to enter the kingdom of heaven on the last day. And in that message, we took our Bible text from Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. And God spoke to us about some of the little foxes that spoil the vine. These little foxes are those things that Christians consider as little, but which are capable of preventing them from entering into the kingdom of heaven on that day. And the little foxes God spoke about were unforgiveness, bad debts, and wrong marriage. Under unforgiveness, we were reminded that a Christian must forgive those who offend them, no matter what and no matter how many times. We saw that if we refuse to forgive others, God will not forgive us our own sins. We concluded that those who live in unforgiveness will perish in their sins because they will not be forgiven by God. Under bad debts, we were told that it is a terrible sin to owe someone and refuse to pay. We learned that bad debt is any debt that the date for repayment is past. We saw from the Bible that those who owe and refuse to pay are wicked and will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And then, under wrong marriage, we saw that marrying more than one wife is not allowed in the New Testament. Therefore, a child of God cannot have two, three, or more wives. Also, no one who is a second wife or third wife would enter the kingdom of heaven on that day. We saw that in Christianity, marriage is until death do you part. Therefore, a child of God cannot divorce and remarry under any condition. We also saw that until you pay the bride price of a woman and the parents hands her over to you, she is not your wife. So a man and woman living together without doing this is a sin, whether or not they have had children. So today, I will continue preaching on the little foxes that spoil the vine. So I will call this message, The Little Foxes, Part 2. God is bringing us these messages, my dear brethren, because he is interested in our soul. God wants us to live according to his will, so that he can bless us here on earth and welcome us into the kingdom of heaven on that day. One of the little foxes that spoil the vine nowadays is selfishness. Selfishness is being concerned excessively or exclusively about oneself. Selfishness is a situation where someone cares only about himself or herself and is not bothered about others. If it is always about me, myself, and I, then it is selfishness. But God does not want his children to be selfish. He expects us to care for others. The Bible tells us this in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Philippians 2, verse 4. And I read, "Look not every man to his own things, but every man also on the things of others." God tells us here to avoid selfishness. He directs us to care for ourselves and also for others. Caring for others involves being concerned about their welfare. It involves praying for others, helping others, and sharing our goods with others. It doesn't matter how much or how little you think you have. There is someone around you that you can help and support. And God is waiting for you to do so. I would like to remind you, my dear listener, the words of our Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. He said that on the day of judgment, he will say unto some people, "I was hungry and you did not give me food. I was naked and you did not give me clothes." And they will ask him, saying, "Where did we see you hungry and did not give you food?" And he will say unto them, Inasmuch as you did not do it to the least of my brethren, you have not done it unto me. So you can see that selfishness is a little fox that can send someone into everlasting punishment. Are you selfish, my dear friends? Hear me. The blessing that God gave to you is not for you and your children alone. God expects you to use it to help others around you. First, in the church, then your family and neighborhood. It is my prayer that God will deliver us from selfishness. Amen. The next little fox which I consider is worldliness. Worldliness means to be devoted and connected with the interests and pleasures of this world. It means to operate in the ungodly pattern of the people of the world. A child of God is not supposed to be like the people of the world. God told us so in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Reading from the New Living Translation, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give our bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think." This passage tells us not to copy the behavior and customs of this world as it affects our bodies. This involves the things we do with our bodies and things we put on our bodies. So you can see, my dear brothers and sisters, that God is interested in our outward appearance. So don't let anyone deceive you. Anything that changes your natural look is worldliness. You must therefore avoid putting tattoos, bleaching your skin, relaxing your hairs, painting your face with makeups, and putting on artificial hairs, nails, and eyelashes. All these are the fashion of the world and will prevent someone from entering the kingdom of heaven. My prayer is that you will listen and obey before it is late. Hallelujah. The next little fox which I consider is drunkenness. There are Christians who believe that there's nothing wrong with drinking alcohol. They argue that as long as you take the amount you can control, then it is fine. And to support their position, they claim that Jesus turned water into wine. Well, this is a great error. And because of this error, many souls are going to perish on the last days. But by the grace of God, you will see the truth about alcohol in this broadcast. Friends, the Bible makes it clear there's a difference between wine and alcohol. When the Bible talks about wine, it is talking about the juice produced from grapes and vine. When you squeeze fresh grapes or vines, it produces wine. On the other hand, alcohol in the Bible is called strong drink, and it refers to any drink that intoxicates and makes someone drowsy. And strong drink can be produced by allowing wine to ferment. So in the Bible, wine is not the same as alcohol. And whenever God is speaking, He makes the difference very clear. For instance, in Proverbs chapter 31 verse 6, Proverbs 31 verse 6, the Bible says, "Give strong drink to him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy heart." Here we see the use of wine and strong drink. We also see the same difference in the New Testament in Luke chapter 1 verse 15. Luke 1:15, where the angel of God visited Elizabeth about John the Baptist. The Bible shows us clearly that there's something called wine and another called strong drink. And may I announce to you that Jesus turned water into wine and not into strong drink. Wine does not make someone drowsy, but strong drink does. Taking alcohol or strong drink, as the Bible calls it, is drunkenness. And please don't tell me about the quantity you take. It is written, "Give strong drink to him that is ready to perish." So if you don't want to perish, then leave alcohol alone. The Bible made it clear that drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. Please read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 10. I pray that God will give you the grace to be obedient in Jesus' name. The last fox that spoils the vine, which I consider in this broadcast, is marital abusiveness. Marital abusiveness. This is one area that is destroying the souls of men and women. It even affects those who preach on pulpits. Marital abuse is when a husband mistreats and maltreats his own wife. He treats her as a slave, talks to her anyhow, and allows his relations to treat her anyhow. The wife has no say in the house and is treated like a second-class citizen. This is evil in the sight of God and is capable of making a husband not to enter the kingdom of heaven. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, 1 Peter 3, verse 7, it says, husbands should treat their wives with knowledge and give honor unto their wives as weaker vessel. It wants the husband to treat her as he should so that his prayers are not hindered. Husband, can you see that? Your prayers can be hindered by the way you treat your wife. You must treat her with honor and respect. And may I also add that anything that can hinder your prayers can also hinder you from entering the kingdom of heaven. So put away marital abusiveness from today, and God will show you mercy in Jesus' name. So far, I've been speaking to those who are born-again Christians, but may not know that certain things they are doing can prevent them from inheriting the kingdom of heaven. But for you that is not yet born again, your case is totally different. It is different because you are far away from the kingdom of heaven. And you are far away because you are still living a life of sin. Whether it is the sin of lying, gossip, fraud, stealing, cheating, or fighting, or you abuse people, disobey your parents, engage in exemption malpractice, or you are into rape, head assassination, kidnapping, ritual killing, or occultism, or you are involved in prostitution, abortion, masturbation, fornication, adultery, lesbianism, or homosexuality. If you die in sin, you will end up in hellfire. But that is not the will of God for you, my dear friends. God wants you to repent and turn away from sin. God loves you, and that was why he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to suffer and die for your sin. What you need to do now is to repent of your sin and accept forgiveness through the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is right there where you are, and he's willing to save you from God's judgment. You can cry to him with all your heart right there and right now. If you want God's forgiveness, then you can pray after me and say, Almighty God, have mercy on me. I am a sinner and I'm sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I repent. I call upon the name of Jesus as my Savior, as my Lord. Amen. If you say this prayer sincerely with all your heart, then I want to assure you that God has heard and has forgiven you. But you must never go back to sin anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters listening to me right now. Give them the grace to remove the little foxes spoiling their lives in the name of Jesus. Remove the spirit of selfishness, drunkenness, and marital abusiveness. And for those who are sincerely turning away from their sin, I pray for genuine salvation. Save their soul and give them the power to become true children of God. Break the yoke of sin and perform a miracle for everyone. Thank you, Father, for the answer. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. I believe that God has done something in your life. But if you still have questions or you need counseling, then please feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. Till I come your way, same time, same station. This is Brother Chris. God bless you.